Domar Shmuel.
Shavas be'ir chareva. Let's say somebody was Shavas, was living at the beginning of Shabbos on an ear that was Chorev. Nobody's living there, a desolated city. Nobody's living there anymore. Trashi be'ir chareva midyureho. All the people moved away. Abu mechitzoy ser kayyam mesoviv lo. You have the mechitzas around the city. The mechitzas around the city are still there. Is somebody lived in this city now at the beginning of Shabbos? What's the locha? Do we say the whole city is Kedal Adamas Domi because it has mechitzas around it? Or maybe no, since nobody is living in this city, it's not considered like Yodal Adamas. So to the Rabbonin, according to Rabbonin, Mahalach es kulo v'chutzla payimama. No, according to Rabbonin Shita, since your mama is living in that city, you're living in these mechitzas, it's considered like Dal Adamas to you, and you're allowed to walk all around it, and outside of 2,000 Adamas. So Trashim, Rabbonin, Mahalach es kulo, to a Shavas bi'avre mechitzas. Since you're living now at the beginning of Shabbos in these mechitzas, it's called like Dal Adamas for you. So Rashi, who are in the Rabbi Kiva? Really, according to Rabbi Kiva, will be the same halacha. Because his moida, where you're living there, it is called Kedal Adamas. Rabbi Kiva only argues when you're not really living in the big city. You're really living in a small city. You only send your Erev and put it in the big city. That's when Rabbi Kiva argues and says, if you only put your Erev in the big city, it's not considered like your mom is living there, and you only have 2,000 Amis. But here, where your mom is living in this city, even the Mekivas Maidan, that the Mechitzas make it like Dal Damas for you, and outside the Mechitzas you have 2,000 Amis. So, Rashi, who are the Mekiva? What do we pick on the Rabbonim for? Mishum HaMeniach Eruvai. We're talking about someone leaving the Erev. The boy Lemister, we want to say a chilik, Bein Charebul Yeshiva. If somebody's not Mamish living there, you're living someplace else. You only put the Erev outside there before Shabbos. That there's a chiluk between a city that's charev and not. Well, the Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, afilu b'yeshiva, ein lo b'mokim eruvi elapayin. According to Rabbi Kiva, wouldn't make enough communion. Even if the city where you put your eruv, people are living there, it doesn't make a difference. According to Rabbi Kiva, just putting your eruv in another city does not give you that city like your Dal Namas. If you put your eruv in another city, you can only walk 2,000 Namas from your city. But here it says not like that. Here it says, that when you put your Erev in another city, if people are living there, you could walk all around the city. That's what only goes according to Rabbonin. So that's why it picks the Rabbonin. According to Rabbonin Shita, if at the beginning of Shabbos you're living in this city that's Chareva, that has Mechitzas around it, it's considered like Dal Adamas, and you're allowed to walk outside the Mechitzas, another 2,000 Amis. What about Teniach Es Eruvoi, the year Chareva? Let's say though you didn't live at the beginning of Shabbos in this haunted city. No, you only put Yerev down there. You went back home to your city, to your house. You just put Yerev in the middle of this city that's now Chareva. Is Alocha Ein Loi Mimokim Eruvoi Ela Paimama. Then we only consider where your Yerev is, and from that Mokim further you have 2,000 Amis. Then we do not consider the walls around where your Yerev is to make it like 2,000 Amis. So that's the Diyuk. Why? Because where you put Yerev, that city is Chorev, nobody is living there. Mashmeh, where you put Yerev was in the middle of a city that people are living there, then we consider as if your mamish living where Yerev is, and since there are mechitzas around it, it's like Dal Damis there, and you have your tchum outside the city. This goes according to the Rabbonin. That Rabbonin say if you put your Erev in another city that people live in that city, you become like the people of that city, that your tchum is 2,000 Amis outside the city. Rabbi Lezer says like this, Echod Shovas, the Yechod Haniach, whether your mamash living in the city at the beginning of Shabbos, or whether you only put Yerev in the city, is still Mahalaches Kula, you could walk around the whole city, V'chutzla Payimama, and still you have your Tchum outside the city, 2,000 Amis. So Rabbi Lezer is a big Mekel. Rabbi is talking about even a city that's Chorev. Even though the city is Chorev, whether you're living there or whether you just put Yerev there, still we consider all the mechitzas like your Dal Adamas, and Mela outside the mechitza, that's where you start counting your Alpayimama. So that's a big cooler, Rebbe Lezer Shita. For the Mar Meitzvah, we have a Kasha. Omalen Rebbe Kiva, the Chum and the Mishnah, asked Rebbe Kiva, Iyatem Moidemli, aren't you Moidem to me? I forget. Omalen Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Kiva told the Chum. Rebbe Kiva asked the question back to the Chum. He's Omalen Rebbe Kiva, Iyatem Moidemli, aren't you Moidem to me? That benoitzen es eruvei b'mora. If somebody put his eruv in the middle of a cave, she'en lo mimokin eruvei elo payimama. That you only have a right to start counting your 2,000 amis from the place where you put your eruv. In other words, the mora, even though it has mechitzas all around there, but it's not considered like Dal Damis. We start counting the tchum exactly where you put your eruv. So the Chorot Sarayat Rabbi Kiva Shita, that whenever you put Yerev someplace else, you only have 2,000 Amis from where that Erev is. We don't consider that city like the whole city is like you're living there, and it's like you're Dal Damas and you have outside the city 2,000 Amis. No, we consider that city, we consider the Mokum where Erev is 2,000 Amis away. So that's a riot to Rabbi Kiva. Omru Loi, Rabbon answer back to Rabbi Kiva, Amosai, when do we say this halacha? Bizman Shein Bod Yurin. That's only in a place that nobody lives there, like a cave. Nobody lives in a cave. Then we don't say the walls around the cave is like your Dal Damas. Then you measure your 2,000 Amis from the Mokum of the Erev. Abahab ain't bought urine, mashmado, but in a place where nobody lives there, Moshe by ear, that's Kareva, Moidele, the Khurat's arrived that there are bottom of Moidele to Rabbi Kiva. So, Abazoich, Yehob ain't bought urine, Moidele, Mash, everybody is Moidele to Rabbi Kiva. So, Mel, it's Shver, Rabbi Leza. How could he say that Echad Shavas, Echad Niach is Malach as Kula, the Chutzlo? I smashed, everybody is Moidele to Rabbi Kiva. Yeah. And the Gemara, my ain't bod urine. What does it mean, ain't bod urine? It means ain't a royal adira. No, there's a chilek. When do we say we're moided to Rabbi Kiva Svara? That's only by a mora cave. A cave is not even roy to live there. And a place that's not roy to live there, then we do not consider the mechitzas all around it, kadal damas domi. But enoch nam, if you have a city, that the city is livable. Now, right now it's chorav. Everybody left the city. But Lamaisa, this Mokum is a Mokum that's roy to live there. So if the Mokum is roy to live there, then according to Rabbonin, if you put Yerev in the middle of that city, we consider the Chaim around the city like the whole place is only Dal Damas, and you have a right to walk 2,000 Amas out. That's where Rebbe Leza learns Pshat in the Rabbonin about Mishnah. As according to Rebbe Leza, even if right now nobody's living in the city, but since it's a Mokum that people could live there, still we consider as if those cities could Dal Damas, and you have a right to walk outside 2,000 Amas. As the only time of the Rabbonim are murdered to Rabbi Kiva is only by a cave. A cave is not royal adira. The Mar Toshma, come on, bring your raya. It says, Alocha Shabbas Bir, if you yourself were living in the city, Afilu Hi Gedoyla Ki Antuchia, even though it's such a big city like Antuchia, or else Bimora, you yourself were living in this cave, Afilu Kamara Sit Kiyo Melech Yuda, even though it was a big cave, that's like the cave that the Kiyo Melech Yuda was in, still, Mahalach es Kula, you could walk all around the cave, all around the city, v'chutzla payimamam, and you're allowed to walk outside of 2,000 Amis. Es zechura ketoni ir dum yudemora. It says a city, doima to a cave. Es zechura mai mora chareva. Just like in a cave, nobody lives in a cave. Pashut means a desolated cave. Es zechura af ir, the same thing, chareva. We're talking about a city, that's chorev, nobody's living there. And still we say, v'shavas in, when do we say that's considered like Dal Damis? Only if you're living there. You yourself is there. Avloniach loy. But Mashmi, if you only put Yerev there, then we do not consider the city like your Dal Damis. So it's a kasha and Rabbi Leza. Rabbi Leza learns Shan now Mishnah, according to Rabbonan, even if you just put Yerev in a city, that's Chorev, still, since that's a Mokum that's Roy to live there, we look as if the city is only Kedal Damis, and you can walk outside of 2,000 Amis. And here's the mashma not like that. Here's the mashma, the only reason why it's considered Kedal Damis is because you yourself are there at the beginning of Shabbos. But mashma, if you weren't living in the city, you only put Yerev in the city before Shabbos, then we don't consider it like your Dal Damis. So of course, not like Rebbe Lezer. So the Gemara, Mani, who does this go like? Elam Rebbe Kiva, if it goes according to Rebbe Kiva, Habazoi Mai Rechareva. Why only because the city was desolated do we say it's not Kedal Damis? Afilu Yeshiva Nami. A few of people are living in this city. Rabbi Kiva says, if you just put your Erev in another city, you only have 2,000 Amas from your Mokum of the Erev. You don't consider that city like your Dal Damas, according to Rabbi Kiva. So why? Because it's Chorev, even if Yosha will be the same Malacha. El Olav Rabbonin, who this price has to go according to Rabbonin. So the Diyak, the time of the Shavas, when do we say if you're sitting in this city, it's Kedal Damas, and you have outside 2,000, if you're Shavas, if you yourself are living there, in Avloniach Loi, Mashmi, if you put the Erev down just in this city, you yourself are living in your house 1,000 Amas away. You only put the Erev down in this city. Since it's Chorev now, Mashmi, you don't have 2,000 Amas around the city. So it's not like Rebbe Leza. So tomorrow name, Loi Teim Eir Dum Yudamara. Don't make the Diyik, the city is like the cave. Ela Eima Mora Dum Yudir. Maybe Pumfaker. The cave is like the city. Ma Eir Yeshiva, just like the city people are living in it. Af Mora Yeshiva, we're talking about such a cave that people do live there. For Rebbe Kiva, it goes according to Rebbe Kiva. The Yomar Ein Lo Yomokim Eruvay Ela Payim Amma.
Uveshavas Moida. That therefore, here we're talking about people live there. And it says, if you yourself are living in this cave or in the city, then it's considered like you're Dal Damis, and outside it's 2,000 Amis. Only because you're living there. Mashma, if you're not living there, you just put Yeriv there, it's not Kedal Damis. No, you only have 2,000 Amis from the place where you put Yeriv. That's Namas, Rabbi Kiva Shita. So now this Brisa goes across Rabbi Kiva, it's no Kashan Rabbi Leza. And the Morris Tit Kiyo, like Rashi says, that the king's cave, the king Zichah didn't live in a cave. So it's Mashma Klo, it's just a cave he walked in. So it's Mashma, people did not live in this cave. And for the Gemara, Kimara Tit Kiyo, for like Kimara Tit Kiyo, it doesn't mean it was Mamash the exact same cave that the Kiyo lived. It just means it's like it and not like it. Kimara Tit Kiyo, how was it like his cave? Gedol, a very, very big cave. By Titkiyo, a Melech Avada, nobody lived there. He didn't live in that cave. That was just desolated. Here we're talking about that where people are living inside the cave. So therefore, since they're living here, it comes out good according to Rabbi Kiva. The male is no cash on Rabbi Leza. According to Rabbi Kiva, only if your mamish lived there, it is a Kedal Damis. But if you only put Yeriv in this place, even though people live there, since you're not living there, you only have 2,000 Amis from the Mokum where you put down Yeriv. He saw them, the Komoisev Ruvayu Bevei Kanishta, Devei Aguva, that they put the Eriv in the Shul of Devei Aguva. That's where they put the Eriv, to make an Eruv Tchumim. Omalusi told them, go to Bevei Tvei, had to say, make the Eriv a little bit closer to the city. Ki hechad lishtaru lechu Tvei, because then you'll be able to walk more than where the Yashi Eriv is. He's Omalei, Rova, Palga Bieruvin, less the Choshta Rabbi Kiva. He said, "Yes, me a kasha. It's a machlekes here in Nuchas Erevin." Now, what was the case? This person wasn't living in the city. This person was living in another city. So he wanted to put an Erev in this city in order to be able to walk all around the city. So he put the Erev at the beginning of the city in the Beis HaKnesses. So now, according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, since you're not living there, you just put the Erev there. True, you can only walk 2,000 amos from where the Erev is. So Meli told him, "Don't put the Erev at the beginning of the city in the Beis HaKnesses. Then you can only walk 2,000 amas into the city. You might as well put the Erev further into the city, so you'll be able to walk 2,000 amas from that mokum further." That's what he told him. He answered him back, "Hechtasi, Hilchas Ervin is midrabonin. And the klal is by Ervin, we go bosa mekel. So men less the chashta of the Rabbi Kiva. I don't have to be chashit for Rabbi Kiva shita. I hold that the rabbonin shita. What's the rabbonin shita? That if I put my Erev in another city, that people are living in that city, I become like the people of that city. So Mila doesn't make a nafkamina where in the city I put my Erev. Even if I put my Erev in the first house in the city, I'm considered like I'm living in the city. So Mila, the whole city is like my Dal Damis, and I'm allowed to walk outside the city 2,000 Amis. So Mila doesn't make a difference that I put my Erev at the beginning of the city in the Beis HaKnesses. Since we hold, like the Rabbonin, Mila, I'm a Ben Ir, and I have a right to walk all around the city and outside 2,000. Like Rashi says, now, Palgo, Chelik Achachomim Mato, you want to be Chelik Achachomim, be Erev unless the Choshtel to Rabbi Kiva. The Kaim Aloch, Gedevri Yamekel be Erev. Hilchas Erev, when we go to Kula Soni with Rabbonin, and we pass him, Gedevri Yamekel. So, Mel, according to Chachomim, once I have my Erev inside that city, I'm considered like I'm living there, and Mel, the whole city is Kamaidal Damas Dami, and outside the city, I'm allowed to walk 2,000 Damas. Yehadron Lecha, Ketzin Marfin.
On a new parak here. From a base. Yehadarim akum. If a Yid, a Jewish person, lives with a goy, the chotzer in the same courtyard, means they have two houses opening up into the same chotzer, and the Yid and a goy, or ye mi shein a moideber, or else you live with a person that's not moide tilchas ervin. So Rashi said, the Mora said that means a kusi, k'diyam perak b'chol marvin, like he's not moide to the Torah, or is hareze oyster olof. You should know who yasas on you. You're not allowed to carry out of your rishus, your house, into the chotzer, since another guy is living in that courtyard also. In other words, if you have a duplex, two houses, and you share it, you and a guy, so if you both share the backyard, you, according to Tanakama, you can't carry out from your house into the backyard, since the guy also has a right to use the backyard. We have Lezda ben Yaakov in there.
He says no. It's not osir until you have two yidin living there. Just one yid and a goy, it's not osir. You're allowed to carry out from your house into the backyard.
Now here, we're not talking about a yochid. We're talking about the mad that there are mechitzes all around your backyard.
Salchilcha Saitzor, really, you should be allowed to carry from your house to your backyard. Huadin, into your alleyway, into your hallway. From your apartment into the hallway, really, it should be mutter. But the nuk zerim midrabonim. So if you have another person, another yid, lives with you and shares the same backyard, you're not allowed to carry out from your house into the backyard without an eruv b'chatzeres. Since another yid lives there, it's considered like you're living there and somebody else. So to carry out from your house to the backyard, it's like you're carrying out from Rishus, that's miyuchid to you, looks like Rishus Yochid, into a chotzer, which a few people use it, it looks like a Rishus Rabin. Therefore, you can't carry out something from your house into the hallway or into the backyard if a few people share it. Now, a few people always means yidden. What about one yid and one guy? So according to Rabbi Meir, it's also. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says no. If a Jew lives with one guy, the guy doesn't aser on the yid. The yid is still allowed to carry out from his house into the chotzer as if the guy doesn't live there. Only when you have two Jews, two yidden living there, like there are at least three apartments there, two of them belong to a yid, and one of them belong to a guy, then we say that the guy aser does not let the yidden carry out from their house into the chotzer. Now, the chur is aser anyway because you have the two Jews living there. Now, let's say the two yidden made an eruv b'chatzeres. So the two yidden together really should be allowed to carry out from their house into the chotzer because they made an eruv b'chatzeres. But with the guy, you can't make an eruv b'chatzeres. So if the guy lives in this yard also, he makes it also that the yidden can't carry out from their house into the chotzer. Until we see in the Gemara, you do something, you have to be soiche reshus. You have to rent the reshus from them. We'll see in the Gemara. So Rav Lezer ben Yaakov Oymer lo oylam eino oyster achiyu shnei Yisraelim oysterim zeh zeh. Until you have at least two yidden living there. Then if they live with a guy, then we say that they aser zeh zeh. Let's see Rashi. Hadar yomakim oyemi sheinam moide berev. Kusi kud yom perek b'chol marvin. Eino moide means a kusi. Is oyster alob, letalto mi beisa lechotzi. Can't carry out from your house into the chotzer. Achi yiskir emena reshus. Until you rent from the guy, the guy's reshus he has to use in the chotzer. That's what we do l'maisam. If you have goyim living in an apartment house and you want to make an eruv b'chatzeres, first you have to rent their reshus to use this apartment, and then you can make the eruv b'chatzeres. Ya'ad shiyu beiz yisraelim, dorim bebeiz batim. So according to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, it's only yosser if you have two yidden living there besides the guy. Dorim beiz batim v'yosim zeh al zeh. And they came to make an error between them. Is the Akim Oyser Aleim? The Akim says it's Oyser. Abul Allah Yochid Eino Oyser. If it's only one Yid living with a guy, then it's not Oyser to carry from your house into the Chotzer. It is only Oyser if you have two Yidin living with a guy. The Gemara first time, the Gemara will explain what the reason. What's the difference if one Yid lives with a guy, then we say we look as if the guy is not there, and only the Jew is living here, and he's allowed to carry from his house into the chotzer. But if there are two Yidin living there, then you can't carry out from your house into the chotzer, unless first you have to make an eruv b'chatzeres, the two Yidin, and then you have to rent the right the guy has to use the backyard. Omer Rav Gamliel, Maise b'tzduki yechid. It was a maisi with a tzduki. Now, a tzduki is somebody that's not moided to Torah Shabbat Peh. He's only moided to Torah Shabbat Ksav. So, vice versa, a tzduki is better than a kusi. A kusi is like an akum. Mashenken, a tzduki has a din like a Yisrael. But he's not moided Erev, though. A tzduki is not moided to Torah Shabbat Peh. He's not moided to Ilchas Erevin. So, the loch of a tzduki is like this. That if you have, let's say, two Jews living with a tzduki, so you can't make him in the Eruv HaChatzeris. He's not moide b'yerev. The Eruv HaChatzeres doesn't help for him. But there's a kula now that Stuki, he can be mevatel his reshut to the other two yidin. You don't bedavka have to rent his reshut, like give him money and rent it from him. There's a svari, he could be mevatel it to you. Like, it's just a locha we'll see later on also. If a yid forgets to make an Eruv HaChatzeres before Shabbos, he has a right to be mevatel. He like gives up his chus to use this reshut, he gives it over to the other people. He's mevatel his reshut to the others. So what then a tzduki could also do this? A tzduki could mevatel his reshus to the others. Now, Maisa b'tzduki yechud, shoyedari mona b'movi. He was living with us in the movi, b'Yerushalayim. To yom alonu abba, and our father told me now, you know what we should do now? Miharu v'hoitziyu esta kelim l'movi. Let's first take out our kelim into the movi to use the movi. So in other words, the tzduki was mevatel his reshus to the Eden. He like gave up his reshus. He said, the Eden, you could use it. So the Abba told him, it told him, now first, you go and use this Movi first. You, the Eden, now go take out the Kelim and put it into the Movi. It's like before he, the Tzduki, should change his mind and he'll decide to use the Chotzer again and he'll take out his Kelim. Now if he's Chotzer, he decides not to be Mavatel his reshus, he'll answer it on you. So the answer is, before he's Chotzer and changes his mind, you go first and use the reshus. So Drashi, Drashi, V'yoma lono Abba miru v'yitziyo Kelim l'movi v'erziku boy, and they were, and the Yidin were machzik in the Chotzer. Even the Kiddush Hayom, since it was like Kiddush Hayom beginning of Shabbos, miyad right away, Kiddush Layachzaboy, that the Tzaduki should not change his mind and be Chayzer. As before Shabbos, he was Mavatal his Rishus. He said, like, I'll leave it up to you, I'm giving you the right to use it. So he told them, first go and use the Movi first, before he changes his mind. Mashmeh, for the beginning of Shabbos, the Yidin were using the Movi, then we don't care if he's Chayzer later on in Shabbos or not. Everything is told at the beginning of Shabbos. If at the beginning of Shabbos we were using the Movi, not the Tzduki, so then he can't be Chayzer anymore. That was one Lashon. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'Lashon Acher. Rabbi Yehuda said another Lashon. He told them like this, Mi'aru fast, V'yosu Tzorcheichem B'Movi. Not just take out your Kelim and put it in the Movi, but whatever you have to do, anything you want to carry out from your house into the Movi, do it fast. Fast carry out whatever you want from your house into the Movi. Now again, we're talking about that a few Yidden were living there. They made an Eruv HaTzeres together. But there was one Stuki living there. He can't make an Eruv HaTzeres with them. But he was Mevatel his Rishus to the other Yidden. He like gave up his right of using it to the other Yidden. Now if Yehuda holds that the Tzduki could be Chayzer any time he wants, in the middle of Shabbos he could decide, I want to take back my Rishus. And if he takes back his Rishus, then it becomes also for everybody else to carry out. Because now the Tzduki is here again, and he can't carry out. So the first man, the Yom, is saying, Pshat, that once we are Zeicher in the Movi, the Tzduki cannot be Chayzer. Rabbi Yehuda holds no, the Tzduki could be Chayzer any time he wants to. Therefore he told them like this, fast, like calls the man, the Tzduki is not Chayzer, calls the man, he's letting us have his Rishus, let's go fast and carry out whatever we have to into the Movi. Before the Tzduki changes his mind and starts to carry out his things into the Movi. Because when he changes his mind, he's going to carry out from his house into the Movi, he'll answer on us. So that's this machlokes here. If the Tzduki was Mavatl at the beginning of Shabbos, could the Tzduki be Chayzer in the middle of the Shabbos or not? The first sheet holds no. If we're Zeicha first, he can't be Chayzer. And if Yud holds no, the Tzduki could be Chayzer. So Drashi Mi'eru v'yosu tzecheichem amovi Mi'boi join before Shabbos Tivis Shabbos lemhani l'chu hai bitul. On Shabbos Gufa does not this bitul. V'al shema yoytzi v'yasru aleichem. Maybe the Tzuki will change his mind and start to use the Chotzer. T'ksov Reb Yehuda Alf agav v'yaziku b'nei movi v'movi t'chila motzal adurebei. Reb Yehuda holds no. Even though we were zecher in the movi, we started to use the movi first, still the locher is that the Tzuki could be Chotzer. So Mele, the answer is, go and carry out everything you could before the Tzduki is Chayzer. Yeah. But this last machlokes we'll see more about later on in the Gemara. So the Gemara.